Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. We're featuring activists in New York City, Spain, and even in semi-trailer trucks. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring news, music, interviews, and events about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a world of egalitarianism, sustainability, peace, health, and wellness, and, of course, freedom. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We'll start out with vegan activist, the vegan crooner, Gardena, in New York City. He is an awesome activist and commentator and musician, songwriter, theatrical performance, video producer. He's just amazing. And this is his live stream from August 9th. And then we'll hear from the American vegan trucker, live streaming from his cab of his tractor-trailer truck. And we'll close out the program with Hannah Maria in Spain. Hannah is the founder of Dawn of Peace, a peace and justice organization. The audio clips that we'll hear are all shortened, edited versions for time purposes. And I would like to recap for our listeners that veganism is not just a diet. Many people have a misunderstanding that veganism is only about food or the environment or animals. That is part of it. However, veganism is holistic in that it is a movement of nonviolence, of non-discrimination, of inclusive compassion for all beings, and freedom, respect for personal autonomy and sovereignty. And this has been this way, whether we're looking at the ancient teachings of veganism or even from the common 1944 definition from Donald and Dorothy Watson in the UK. And here's a little side note. When Donald Watson was on his deathbed at the age of 95, he asked to have the book called The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony, read to him. He was reported to have said that that's what he meant by veganism. What was expressed in that book, the World Peace Diet message, which is a big part of it, is the boomerang effect. All that we as humanity do to our non-human brethren and sistren is eventually going to boomerang back to humanity. And so that's why it's so important, even for those who discriminate against those who don't look like humans and think it's okay to enslave and oppress and exploit them, whether in laboratories, medical, scientific, military laboratories, or whether on animal ag farms, dairy, egg, dead flesh industries, etc. Yet the oppression, the exploitation, and the deception, and the betrayal, and all of that is going to boomerang back, and that's what we see happening in 2021. The dis-ease, the division, the separation, the isolation, and the domination by the predator class upon the masses of the world. So we'll be hearing about that. Here's the vegan crooner, Gardena.
Okay. Well, you should know where we're at. We are at in New York City. There's the Brooklyn Bridge. We are live here at City Hall. Why are we here? Because we are speaking up for freedom. Not just the freedom of New York City.
We're speaking up for the freedom of all Americans and really all of the world. Because when we speak up, when we do not comply, when we refuse to comply to oppression and tyranny, that's when the difference happens. That's when the change for the better happens. You know, if we put up, we put up or go along to get along, then we're going to allow people to oppress us. We're going to allow it to continue and to increase. No one wants to be enslaved. No one wants to be oppressed. No one wants to be discriminated against. No one wants apartheid. No one wants segregation. These things should have been long past by now. But here we are, and they're trying to enforce vaccine passports. Unless you have a vaccine passport, you can't get in places. You can't travel. You can't get work. You know, it's really ridiculous. Well, anyway, it's a great turnout here today. Not the millions like they have in Europe, but we got a good turnout here at City Hall. Got some good speakers.
And I'm just going to let you see what's going on and hear what's going on.
Yeah.
We're listening to Der Vegan crooner, Gardena.
Yeah, free New York and free the world, really. Free the world.
A vegan activist in New York City. He's recording one of the speakers at the rally.
Doctors and public officials who are enticing children to be vaccinated against their parents' judgment and consent are committing a crime against humanity. Bill de Blasio and Andrew Cuomo are complicit in a major, undemocratic restructuring of society. This includes a restructuring of wealth. Their policies enable the global oligarchs to gain total control of both financial and human resources. Digital health passports are Trojan horse. They're a trap laid by the globalists to eliminate freedom, our personal integrity and sovereignty, and our financial assets and independence. These passports were already in the planning stage. April 2018, that's 20 months before anyone heard of COVID.
Yes.
Digital passports facilitate the elimination of cash because cash cannot be controlled. Cash transactions cannot be controlled. Cash is freedom. Digital passports are the technological tool to track and put us under surveillance 24/7. We will become totally dependent and controlled by big tech, big pharma, and big government. They're all in it together. The time to resist is now. Every minute counts.
Just an update. We're in New York City at City Hall protesting the vaccine passport.
Just say no.
They can't arrest all of us.
They can't arrest
we
all of
can,
us.
We can, and we must prevent a global outburst.
You know what I'm talking about?
That woman who is speaking is a Holocaust victim. And she is talking about the Nuremberg trials and how they were. The Nuremberg trials outlawed medical, forcing anyone to take any kind of medical procedure or have medical treatment against their will. That's what it was all about. And here we are. Everyone's begging. Isn't it funny?
And here's a clip from American Vegan Trucker coming to us from his cab of his semi-trailer. Parked somewhere in the USA.
Hey everyone, hope you're all doing good today. Just had some information here I wanted to pass on to you about COVID. Okay, COVID, you know, the big scary thing. According to the CDC, 611,000 people have died, supposedly, from COVID-19 in the United States in the last 2 years. Let's take that in comparison. Approximately 655,000 people die every year per the CDC. That's 1.3 million in 2 years from heart disease. 79,500 a year from diabetes. Over 500,000 a year die from cancer. About 40,000 a year, according to the National Institute of Health, die from kidney disease every year. So in America, according to the CDC, one person dies every 36 seconds from coronary heart disease. Now you'll give up your freedoms for this COVID-19, but many more people are dying just from lifestyle choice, which also complicates things with COVID-19. That's right. If you have underlying major health issues, if diabetes, if you're morbidly obese, there are a plethora of things. So take that into account when you think about this. How much are you willing to give up your constitutional rights and have your freedom grasped away from you? If they were really serious about saving people in the United States, they would make sure that people live a better lifestyle. They eat healthier. They don't eat animal products. Is a very major key thing. So think about that when it comes to freedom. The more you learn, the more you know.
Here's another clip from the American Vegan Trucker, published this summer.
Good morning, everyone. It's Dave, the American Vegan Trucker. I wanted to let you know I've been on a project. You've heard of these people purposefully gaining some weight and then showing you how to lose it. Well, I've done that as a truck driver. Now, to help my brother and sister truckers out here and anyone else that needs to lose weight, get in shape, I took on a challenge to gain 60 pounds and then lose it. I've heard of people taking on challenges to gain, you know, maybe 10, 15 pounds and then show you how to lose it. I'm sorry, but that's not realistic. Especially as a truck driver. 60 pounds. That's pretty accurate for truck drivers. There's a lot of overweight truck drivers out here. Right now, I happen to be one of them. Got the belly. Got the man boobs. Got the extra gels going on. Been eating high fat, high sugar content, no exercise for a year and a half. I kid you not. Today was my first day of exercise. Anyway, stick with me. Like, share, subscribe. My YouTube channel listed American Vegan Trucker. Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. You're going to see amazing recipes. You're going to see life on the road out here. And let's do this together. All right? For those who need to lose weight, need to get back in shape, especially truck drivers, this is for you. This is for you. So let's do this, okay? We'll see you out there.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. And now let's truck on over to Spain and hear from Hannah Maria.
Wow, I can't believe it. I can do a live again. Yay! I was banned for like a month of doing lives on Facebook, so I thought I'm just going to give it a go and see if it's working. And it looks like it's working. Greetings again from the streets of Malaga. We are here. And the topic of our demonstration today is the COVID pass, because it's just been introduced here in Andalusia yesterday. And first only in bars and nightclubs, but as we know, it's likely going to move on to restaurants and other things as well, if it's going to be anything like it is in France now. I'll just show you. I thought it was going to be a quiet event today because lots of our group were kind of away, traveling, but we've had so many people just joining us from the streets today, even. Like these two beautiful souls, which has been amazing. And so this is all about, we are informing people that this new COVID pass is all about discrimination. And this sign in particular says, abolish the institutional discrimination of healthy people. Because that's what it is. So if you choose natural health, if you trust your immune system, then you are being discriminated in this new world order that they're trying to build. So we are all about raising awareness that it is discriminatory. Well, this one is just sharing a little bit that it contains, the injection contains MRC5, which is a cell line from an aborted human fetus. And this is something a lot of people are not aware of, that these industries are using cell lines from aborted human beings. What does that mean? The babies get aborted while they're still alive without anesthesia, because they need to get a hold of their cell lines while they're still fresh and alive. So they, it's called a water bag birth, and they can abort the child, the fetus, even when it's 3 months old or older. And it's not the only injection that contains this kind of human fetus cell lines. There are other injections that contain it also. So it's about raising awareness of injections in general. I'm not going to use the V word, but you know what I mean. This one is saying that the passport really violates all of our human rights.
We're listening to Henna Maria, an activist in Spain. Henna is the founder of Dawn of Peace. That's D-A-W-N, Dawn of Peace. You tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Miley Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts, at WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, online at WCUW.org. And now we'll continue hearing from Henna Maria on the streets in Spain, freedom activist, vegan style.
This is what I find absolutely incredible, because we already have the Declaration of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. We have the Declaration of Bioethics and Human Rights by UNESCO. We have the Helsinki Agreement. We have all of these human rights declarations already in place. And what is the reality? Look, we have some people supporting us. Great. So interestingly, today, every time we've had a French people pass us, they have been supporting us so much. And the same with people from Morocco and Muslims. Somehow they're really able to see through all of this brainwashing. So we've gotten tons of support. We even had a local newspaper coming and filming us. And there's actually a police van parked over there, which is interesting. First time ever. And there's some more police showing up. But they haven't even approached. They're on the other side of the street. I think they're kind of watching from afar and seeing how do we behave. And so far, we've just brought a lot of joy into the community, so they're not even coming to ID us or anything. So it's been a really amazing event today. This one says, only the one is free who has no fear. I'll show you my sign as well, which says the injection is a ticket to pharmaceutical slavery. This is the one that I've been having. And I think that is a very crucial point to make, that people believe that this is somehow temporary, and that, oh, they can have one shot or two shots and no biggie, then they get to travel and they get to go back to work. But they don't realize that they need the booster shots over and over and over again. So if you accept it now as a condition for your freedom, you're bargaining your birthrights for a false sense of security. So you become literally a slave. You basically accept that the government owns your physical being. So where do you draw the line? If you're willing to go that far, what about forced abortions, forced sterilization? They could easily justify that we need to do that to you know, combat the overpopulation or the so-called climate change, because we're consuming so much. So people who've turned 70, they have to be euthanized. I mean, if we really accept this kind of narrative, that the government gets to say what we do with our lives and our bodies, there's no end to it. It's a diabolical route that is just going to destroy all of our freedoms. Grace is here for the first time today as well, which is wonderful. She has her own t-shirt. Yeah. Pharmaceutical. Far Mafia. Pandemic. Stop censorship. Yes. We have more people cheering. Oh yes, she's got the back as well. Yes, exactly. Search all of this stuff, because if we want to track and trace people, why aren't we tracking and tracing the pedophiles and the rapists and the child traffickers? You really need to start thinking, why are healthy people being tracked and traced? If we have these technologies, why aren't we using them to arrest all the most horrendous criminals and murderers of our world? Okay, this one's a classic. I made this already a year ago, which is about the Nuremberg Code. And this was established in order to avoid that cruel medical experiments that were done by the Nazis would never, ever happen again. And what is the reality of today? These shots, which are completely experimental, which only have an emergency approval, are being coerced onto people, including children. It says, if you love your children, protect them from the poison. Okay, that's quite a graphic one. But look, guys, we've gone so far now. There is no time to tiptoe around the subject anymore. There's no time to sugarcoat any of this. We need to call it for what it is. It's time to be very strong with our words now. It's gone way too far already. You know, they're starting to push this shot on the children now, everywhere. They're trying to get them, you know, injected before their school starts in mid-August and September in different countries. And we need to absolutely not allow it. We need to stop it. And we need to appeal to the parents that they need to take responsibility for their children. This one is, our children are not lab rats. Stop this sinister attack. Okay. And then a very straightforward question. Do you support medical apartheid? It's time to choose your side. It's a yes or no question now. There's no in between. There's no gray zone. You're either for discriminating people who are not taking the shot or against it. There is no in between. All of us have to choose a side now, and there will be consequences either way. And the question is, what are the consequences you're willing to put up with? What is the price? Okay, are you willing to sell your soul to keep your job? Or would you rather lose your job to protect your soul, your innocence? Or are you willing to betray your neighbors, your community, those who are allergic and even cannot, for physical reasons, take this injection? Or those of us who simply use natural medicine and know how to heal ourselves and don't need it? Are you really willing to just let them be discriminated? You need to make a stand now. Nobody should be discriminated in the name of medicine or law. Okay, this is about the shot again. And it's saying that the price is losing all of your rights. This one is self-explanatory. It's calling it for what it is. It's genocide, guys. There's no reason to believe that these things couldn't happen in our lifetime. You know, we can just only think back a couple of, generations and know what happened around the Second World War in different countries around the world. And those people weren't more barbaric than us. They were just people who decided to look the other way when a certain minority of the society were cornered out and taken away. People looked the other way. There were some brave souls who were trying to protect them and hide them. But the majority let it happen. Are we going to allow the history to repeat itself? Are we going to allow the most shameful betrayal of humanity happen in our lifetime? Or are we going to do something about that? It's serious, guys. It's not a joke. What is this passport really about? Do you really think it's about safety? Or is it about control? This one says, the COVID pass will destroy our families and communities. Let's not allow this discrimination. And here it says, today, no mask, no entry. Tomorrow, no shot, no work. Another day coming soon, no microchip, no rights. Open your eyes. Okay. When you give your pinky, they take the whole arm. Okay. It's never in the history of mankind happened that if you give up your rights, you will gain freedom instead. If you give up your rights, you will gain slavery. Deeper and deeper levels of slavery, oppression and discrimination. This is what history can teach us. Okay? So let's wake up from this false illusion of comfort and believe that somehow somebody else can come and save us. This is our responsibility. Every single one of us who has eyes to see and the ears to hear and can see the reality of what's happening right now, we have the responsibility to act. Knowledge alone is not enough. It's not enough if you know what's happening. You need to do something with that knowledge. You need to go and speak to your community, inform your friends and neighbors, and don't give in. Doesn't matter how much you get ridiculed and called names, you need to just keep doing it. Because it's not just about us, it's about the future generations. It's about the future of humanity. What kind of world do we leave behind for our children and our grandchildren? Are we going to allow this to turn into a transhumanist totalitarian dystopia? A world where every single motion and act is tracked and traced? Where being sick has become a crime? Where coughing has become demonized? Where the government owns your body and can tell you when you're allowed to see your family, when not, when you're allowed to work, when not, if you're allowed to breathe freely or not? This should have been clear from the get-go. But if you've been waiting somehow to get a sign that you should start doing about it, then I'll do you a favor and say, this is that sign, guys. I am that sign right now speaking to you. I'm saying it's time for you to act. Greetings from the streets of Malaga. We are having a demonstration for children's and parents' rights, because recently there has been a case here in south of Spain where parents lost a child to the state. The state took the child because she has a medical exemption not to wear a mask at school. And the school was forcing her to wear the mask anyway, so the parents decided to take the child away from school and homeschool her. Well, that wasn't seen as appropriate by the state, so the state actually took their daughter away. So we are marching here for that family. And for all the families, there are now cases coming also from Portugal, from Germany, where similar cases are happening. This is a time where we must absolutely draw the line and communicate very clearly that this is an area where you do not penetrate our families. You do not separate our children from the parents. Children belong to the family, and so we will keep marching and protecting the children from all inhumane experimentations and medical dictatorship. No nos mires, únete. No nos mires, únete. No nos mires. We will make ourselves heard. Lots of love to everyone. Let's protect our children.
I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. In this episode, we had a potpourri of vegan activists around the world. We just heard from Hannah Maria in Spain. And we also heard from the American vegan trucker and the activism of Da Vegan, Kruner Gardena, in New York City. I would like to highlight again the boomerang effect. In deep veganism, we understand that all that we put out comes back, eventually comes back. And so as a carnist, non-vegan global culture, what is done in laboratories to the non-human animals and what is done on animal agriculture farms, small and large, where that includes the egg industry, the dairy industry, and the dead flesh industry. Check it out. See the separation. See what's done to the children animals. See the forced inoculations of the chicks in the egg industry. I mean, on and on, all of them, all the species. And those vibrations don't just disappear. Thank you to all the activists who are working to co-create a vegan paradigm on this planet. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. Please join us again next week. At the same time, this is Marlene wishing you a good day, and much thanks to the activists for sharing the content of their noble, powerful, compassionate, important work. Thank you all.